It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 757. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for future show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also Facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at MikeTechShow.com. Remember to use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. Going to get very serious here for a moment. Corey Fruitman, owner of Instant House Call, has recorded a show on Podnuts Pro with Marvin B. And he's from Canada, and they're very big on the month of November for male health issues and awareness. So the month of November is Movember, and that begins tomorrow. And it's an entire month set aside for men to grow out their mustaches to raise awareness about male health issues. Tune in to Marv's show, Podnuts Pro. I'll have a link that you can take a look at Corey's fundraising journey. There will be a link where you can make a donation. I'm doing that today. Marv already did. I want you to take a good look at this and try to support and help Corey and help get the awareness out for Movember. Now, I am not going to grow a mustache, but I don't mind contributing. So, Corey, great job and great bringing this up for awareness. Now, the show is also brought to you by Magnusbox. Magnusbox is secure, reliable, easy to set up cloud backup for your clients. Magnusbox only sells to partners where you can resell it to your customers and clients. It works across multiple platforms, so it can be Windows, Windows Server, Mac, Linux. You can completely control how many times a day do you want the backup? Do you want it local? Do you want it cloud? And it supports full metal backup. You can do a full backup of the entire system and do a bare metal restore to a completely different hardware. Check it out at magnusbox.com. And remember, if you sign up and when you get the demo, tell them you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. Your first 3 months, your platform fee will be half price. MagnusBox.com. Now, today's show, and I'm recording this on October 31st, Saturday afternoon. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody. I know this is a strange year for this, and a lot of people are, because of the pandemic, changing what they're doing and trying to stay safe. So hopefully your kids, your grandkids that want to celebrate this, hopefully you'll find a way to make a good time today. I know my son has for his kids. So with that, I couldn't record Thursday because of working on a serious network problem for a client. My journey began last Monday, and I needed Marvin's help, Marvin B's networking skill set. Thursday, we found the root cause. This is all for next week. So Thursday night, I was tied up. That's why I had to reschedule. Now, this show's content was put together last weekend while I was in Florida, and it's about how to record, stream, a live stream or any stream that's been recorded, that's, you know, pre-recorded. You maybe you have a limited time. It's for legal purposes only. And how do you do it? What software do you use? And the software is open source and free. Well, I don't know about open source, but it's definitely free. I am going to share how to do that. And also, if you want to capture just the audio for a particular something online, how to record that. So there's only two technical links for tonight's show. The first one is OBS Studio. It is what I am using right now to record. And you know, it's funny. I haven't recorded the video for today. I forgot to click on start recording. But it's how I normally record the video for a show. And it's also how I stream live to Twitch. I'm using OBS Studio. And that link is obsproject.com. Download that. And I'm going to go over my journey in how to set this up properly and the settings that and what are important. I was looking for a way to record something online, and there's lots of methods. There's VLC and there's some other things, but I couldn't find the right thing that got me the proper quality of the exact high-def audio, video. I wanted a perfect recording. When you open OBS, you have to add a capture device. And when you add it, you select display capture, and you choose a monitor. Now, it's important, I think, that you have two monitors. You could do this on one, but I haven't done that, and you'd have to be very quick and careful of minimizing OBS because you're going to be recording the monitor that you're at. And when you set that up, if you're trying to record the same monitor that you're viewing it, it's going to look like infinity going back. You know, the painter painting a picture of him painting a picture of him painting a picture, if you've ever seen that, and goes to infinity. Well, here, it would be the same thing with the video. I think it's easier to set all the recording up on one screen while you're going to have a full display that you are recording. So I believe it can work with one monitor, but I'm going to talk about two right now. So I picked I have three monitors in Florida. So I picked the middle screen and made sure I had the right screen. Now, everything that I see on that screen, I'm seeing in a preview in OBS. This is important. For audio input capture desktop audio. There you go. Now you got your audio. Desktop capture for the audio. To have the recording settings, you have to make a balance of size versus quality. And one of the things that I found, I don't mind it being like medium size, but I want good quality. So I'm going to give you what I think is a good starting point. You have to first go to settings and then output recording. And in that, you have multiple options to fill out. The first is the recording path. Make sure you have plenty of space. Make sure, I would suggest a solid state drive so you can have the performance. Set the recording path, then quality. I like the setting high quality, medium file size. Now, a 3-hour stream at that setting was 10.5 gigabytes. So think about that. That was a 10.5 gig file for just 3 hours. So do the math. If it's longer, if it's shorter, that's the kind of size. And I pick MP4 for the recording, for the format. encoder, make sure you pick the hardware option for the encoder. I got a tremendous recording. The video, the audio was spectacular, but it took a little playing to get the full screen for a proper recording. First, I tried Firefox for the stream path, and I couldn't get a proper full screen where you didn't have the bar at the bottom to fast forward or pause the video, and that was very annoying in the recording. I couldn't get rid of it. I found Chrome to be more cooperative for that full screen recording. So I went to Chrome, put the path in, and then with Chrome, if you hit the F key after you pick the full screen option on whatever source is delivering it. So you're also at the mercy of where is the recording coming from and what controls do they have in the browser. So once I made it full screen, you still had some remnants of options. I would hit the F key and it got rid of it. So now I'm seeing that I got rid of it and I've seen how that can start. So I restarted again because by then we're into the recording a little bit and I have that mess and I don't want that. So it may take a little practice so you can get the perfect recording. So now I restart it. I quickly go full screen. I hit the F and it was perfect. Now, let's say you're doing this and you don't want to hear what is recording. Turn your speakers off. Doesn't matter. The OBS software will capture the desktop audio perfectly. And I was able to turn off my speakers, but you can't use your computer while you're doing this. So that's the downside. You don't want to be doing anything that can mess up the stream, that can mess up the audio, or mess up that full screen. So I let that roll for 3 hours, and I got a perfect recording of what I wanted. So remember, this is for legal recordings that you can safely record and legally record. You should not use any of the methods that I'm talking about for any illegal purposes. So I want to make that very clear. Let's move on to just audio. Let's say there's something that you can legitimately record from YouTube and you only want the audio. Well, in Audacity, there are some great settings to record your desktop audio. Now, I had this conversation with my son, Ryan, who a long time ago wanted to record stuff, and it really depended on the sound card you have. And when you would pick the microphone, there was an option I used to have that would read what you hear. And that was provided by my sound card drivers, which I don't have that right now. I have Realtek Audio that's built into my motherboard. So what do you do? The very first option on the left side of Audacity gives you to record audio from your desktop, but you have to do this. It's really the audio host when you pick that before you start recording. And you need to pick the following option. It's Windows WAS API, the Windows audio device. So pick that. This is on the far left-hand side of Audacity, right under the pause key. Pick that. Now, Windows Audio Session API enables a client application to manage the flow of audio data between the application and an audio endpoint device. This has come out since Windows Vista, actually, and is in Windows 7 and is still in Windows 10. Pick that option. Everybody has it. Now, for input, select your speakers, loopback. That's right. Now, increase the microphone gain if necessary so you can get the proper sound. This is going to take a little practice. And once you get the settings, you're going to nail it and you're going to have it. So input, speakers, loopback, increase the microphone gain if necessary, and then time it with starting. Now you can save your Audacity as a project. That's what I do as an just to have the raw recording. I do a file save as, and I give the Audacity project a name in a directory, and I save it. Now, mine is easy. It's the names of my show. So as I, right now, I have Audacity running, recording my audio. I have OBS Studio open, and I am streaming my audio and video to Twitch. So I can see right now everything happening in the audio. When I'm done, I save the project. Then I save the audio as a WAV file, because that's the highest quality file I want to work with, and then compress, then edit. Now, you can add a LAME driver, which is free, and you can research how to get that. It's very easy, and especially with Audacity. And you have to download that so you could convert it to an MP3. So you can leave it as a WAV file, that audio, or go to an MP3. I use software that I pay for called DB PowerAmp, and I have all the encoders, and I can convert any audio format to any other format. I love that as I work with audio. I am much better at editing and working with audio than I am with video. So recording that video and getting that process down was a challenge for me the Thursday night before, after I was all done recording, after I was all done everything I was doing that night. I was up very, very late making sure that I could record a video that I wanted, and I had to get the settings perfect. And as I was going through that, I started making notes, and I was like, I got material for my next show. So now for the audio, same thing happened. I needed something recorded off of YouTube, and I only wanted the audio. And that was literally the very next day for my son. And that's why I went through the audio settings for the first time in Audacity for doing desktop audio from my desktop on my machine in Florida. So I got this process down. Now, why I like Audacity for audio, you can edit it easily. You can select everything, and raw audio, if it's music, you might not want to edit it. But if it's speech, then what I do is I save it as a WAV file, and then I use software that Jeff Hallish recommended a long time ago, Auphonic Leveler. I run my WAV file, I drop it into the Auphonic Leveler, and it levels the sound and creates a highly compressed MP3, so it keeps the size of the file down but maintains the quality. And that's what you get from all my shows right now, is that process, whether it's Tech Vets, whether it's the Mike Tech Show. And after I compress it, I normalize it, then I drop it in there to do the final leveling of all of the audio, makes it the MP3. Then I use the ID3 editor to edit the picture that you see, the settings that you see. So if you want to edit the audio, you got lots of tremendous options within Audacity. I used Adobe Audition and paid good money for that years ago and hated it. Now, if you're a musician and you're dealing with multiple tracks, I can see using heavy-duty, higher-end audio recording. But if you're just doing a stream for the audio, or it's just a microphone and you or a couple people that's all tied into one track, Audacity is phenomenal and it's free. Anyway, that's my go-to software for audio. So my biggest question, it was really my son, hey, can you, how do you get that audio off of a desktop? That was a great question, and that's why I wanted to cover that. I said, ooh, this works well. And I wanted this just as one show, one neat package for you to listen to for instructions on recording the video, the audio, and making that just one nice, neat topic. If you're buying anything from Amazon, please continue to use the Amazon link that Carrie Holzman and I share. It is the best way to support Tech Vets, the Mike Tech Show, Carrie Holzman, and myself. Your price stays the same. You come to the website, you click on that link in the show notes, it'll bring you back to Amazon. As a matter of fact, you can save that shortcut and bookmark it. Now, anything you add to the shopping cart and check out and purchase, we will get a small commission. Your price stays the same. It's been tremendous. Thank you. Thank you so much for your help, and continue to use that for all your purchases for Amazon. I just had to buy two more things today for a client that their power supply went bad for a very specific computer. I ordered it, and I just in case it's the RAM, I ordered some RAM because I didn't mind having that in stock anyway. Tomorrow's Sunday, and it's going to be delivered. This is phenomenal. My son can pick that up and be on site on Monday installing it. This is great. That's why Amazon, it's tremendous. So thank you for helping us out. Magnus Box, for all your backup needs, go to magnusbox.com. For all your remote access needs, there's nothing else. It's Instant House Call. Go to instanthousecall.com. Check it out. That's it for today's show. I hope you liked it. I'll be back, hopefully, barring any emergencies or anything happening next week. But I have one parting message for you as you listen to this. Election Day is Tuesday. If you have not already cast your vote, please be safe and vote. I don't care who you're voting for. Just vote. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Bring some hand sanitizer. Keep your social distancing and vote in person and be careful. But please exercise your right to vote on Tuesday. I will see you back here Thursday, regular time. That's it. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.